Our final voice from 6 Feet Under is that of Lauren Ambrose, who plays Claire, the youngest and only female sibling in the Fisher family. When the show began, Claire was in high school. Now she's taken time off from art school, landed and lost a menial white-collar job, and wondered what in the world to do next. Earlier this season, she moved in with her emotionally and mentally unstable boyfriend Billy and wanted to use her trust fund to travel. But her mother insisted the money was for college. It's one of many things Claire fought about with her mother. Here's a scene from earlier in this season.
Don't you think it's significant that whenever I make a decision for myself, you hate me?
I don't hate you. I hate your choices.
Look at me! I am an adult. And my choices are none of your business. You had no right to call that lawyer. Dad loved me. He wanted me to be happy. That's why he left me the money.
He did not intend to finance you while you play house with a crazy person.
Oh, look who's talking.
He wanted you to be educated, to learn, to go to college.
I am learning from life. You don't even know what college is. You never went. That was your choice. And now you hate yourself for it, so you're going to take it out on me?
That is not true.
Then stop being such a controlling bitch and give me my money. I will hit you back this time. Billy and I are moving to Spain, and you can't stop us.
Get out of my house!
Claire's mother, Ruth, is played by Frances Conroy. The character of Claire is so well written and performed, it's easy to feel like you know her. I asked Lauren Ambrose about the reaction she gets to her character.
It's funny, everybody says, that's me, that was me in high school, it's me now. And sometimes I wonder if it's because Claire gets to say so many witty quips from the pen of Alan Ball and other very clever people that we all wish we could be as clever as Claire some days.
At what point did you know what the ending was going to be for your character and the others? Did you know when they gave you the script, or did you know before that?
Well, we didn't know what was going to happen in the final episode until Alan wrote it. We kind of knew vaguely a trajectory of the season. And we knew that this would be the final season from the very beginning. Alan called us at the beginning and called us each and said, "This is it. We're going to be working towards the end." And he sounded inspired and excited to make this final season, and he sounded like he had a lot of ideas. So it was just kind of exciting to see what was how they were going to figure out a way to bring an end to this.
Do you have a favorite scene or plot development with your character, Claire?
All of the scenes with Franny Conroy and that arc over the years, the mother-daughter arc has been an interesting one to me. And really, all of the scenes in the kitchen. Those have always been my favorite scenes, where it's the four of us sitting in the kitchen. And one of my favorite memories of this show was a day that, I think it was the very first season, and Kathy Bates was directing. And I had a scene with Peter Krause, who plays my brother, Nate, and we were just sitting on the washing machine. It was blocked, so we were sitting on the washing machines, and I was going through something dramatic with a boy and very upset about it, and he was comforting me, and it was just a lovely scene between a brother and sister. And we shot the master of it, and then people always, you know, in television, they always go in and shoot coverage, you shoot a master, and then you shoot the coverage, and then you shoot the coverage closer, or maybe you do a different shot, or a move, or something else, and then they have all of these choices to choose from. And I said, Kathy, and so we shot the master, and it was really lovely, and it was just this two-shot of us sitting on the washing machine, and Kathy said, "That was great, let's move in and get coverage." And I said, "Oh, do we have to?" And she said, "No." And then I got really nervous, because then there was nothing to hide behind. But it ended up, that ended up being in the show, and it was just this, just exactly what we did.
Well, why don't we actually hear the scene that you've just described?
Is he your boyfriend?
No. Just, he needs me. Is
the first time in my life I felt important. Like someone needed me, you know, like not just like some annoying extra person just lumped in with everyone else. No one's ever needed me.
I need you.
Right. Really intense connection. I was just gone. And I want him back. I want him back. Is there something wrong with me? Is there something about me that makes me deserve something like this?
Deserve what?
Just feeling really close to someone and then having them just disappear. Like I mean nothing.
Claire, Gabe just went to visit his father for a day. I think you're talking about Dad. Look, we never talk about him. That's okay. That's what you want, but at some point you're going to have to deal with how you feel.
Oh, God, can't I just get upset without having to focus on what's really making me upset?
Well, it worked for me for 34 years.
Lauren Ambrose and Peter Krause in a scene from the first season of 6 Feet Under. This Sunday, 6 Feet Under ends its 5-year run. A DVD collection of the 4th season of the show will be released Tuesday, and we expect to have a new interview with Alan Ball discussing the ending of 6 Feet Under early next week.